Hello and welcome to the Last Show Podcast, hosted by me, yeah. Courtney Shane Williams. On this show, I talk about the RG3 Washington quarterbacks, football, whatever situation they got going on. Also, I discuss the VMA. Kanye's running for president. That's good to know. I do some weird diatribe also on yogurt and chocolate, Burger King, just a bunch of stuff on the show. So thank you. Strap in. Buckle up. This is the Last Show Podcast, hosted by me. And it's called The Last Show because this may be it. And I'm gone.
But it's too late. It's too late. You sweater, and I ain't talking about a Cool J. You a big L, and I ain't talking about Cool J. See me at the airport, at least 20 Louis. Treat me like the prince, and it's my sweet brother, Noomse. Group to say I'm too choosy. Take them to the show and talk.
Hello, and welcome to the Last Show Podcast. I'm your host with the most, as always, Courtney Shane Williams. For those of you who don't know, for those of you who don't know, I'm a stand-up comedian based out of Seattle, Washington, and I host this podcast once a week. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or check out comedicpros.com. Also, you can go to my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com, for, you know, see where I'm performing, see the latest podcast, what I have to say, jokes, videos, pictures, porn, no porn. There actually, funny enough, was porn on my site at one point in time, but I didn't put the porn on my site. Like, if someone had did like a what's that movie? The Ocean's 11. Someone did like an Ocean's 11 move on my website and distributed pornographic images throughout my site. I got a message from Google that said, "Hey, you got some porn." I was like, "What? Me? Porn?" I looked it up. Someone hacked into my site. True story. I think I did it on like 5 or 6 episodes ago. No, it was actually like 2 months ago. So maybe like 9 episodes ago. But someone actually, put porn all over my website. Then I Googled my name, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. Dude, literally 7 Google pages of nothing but porn. Women on women, guys on women, animals, bestiality. Yeah, I was in the business of making people porn. Had no clue. But, you know, it's gone now. So you can rest assured, it's gone. Now, it was a long process to get rid of it. I know how it got on there, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast just in case they listen to the show. They can go back and put some more on there. But anyways, I said to say you can see where I'm performing on the website, and you can see the latest podcast episodes and always stay up with the show. Now, let's begin with the VMAs. They were this last Sunday. Now, the VMAs, I don't even know what it is for anymore, because like MTV doesn't play videos. I don't want to be that old guy, though. Like, I watch the show because I like award shows in general, but like, I don't want to be that guy. And I don't have cable. I don't have cable anymore, so I actually have to put forth more effort to watch the VMAs. I watched them online. That's how I watched. That's funny thing is, you don't really need cable if you don't care about live television. Only live TV I care about is sports. That's it. So once I figured out how to hack into somebody else's ESPN account, what do I need you for? Comcast? I got these two dudes that don't care. Nuts is what they call them. So, watch the VMAs. I don't want to be the get off my lawn guy, but you know, they don't play videos. Like at this point, it should be the Video Music Awards brought to you by YouTube and VMO. Like, is that the way they pronounce it? VMO? VMO? I don't even know what it's called. Brought to you by people to actually play video. Like, I have not seen a video on MTV. Most of the videos I see, YouTube, like everyone else. So, VMAs, they happen. You know, and so it was fine. And they don't play video. And I've come to, they don't even play music. Like, besides the fact of the video, they don't play music. I don't even know, like, the credibility of the show anymore. Like, could they do the VMAs, like, on the History Channel? Because, like, both of them have just as much to do with music as the next person. At the same time, I'm not one of those people that be like, oh, that's not the way it used to be. 10 years ago, when Green Day was hosting, I'm like, dude, come on, stop. It was always awful. Like, it was never good. You miss those classic VMA performances, huh? Wasn't it like when Eminem had like 15 different Eminems in the audience and they all stood up and he sat next to Fred Durst? Like that was the classic VMA. Like, come on, dude. Stop the foolishness. You know what? I think ain't that when Madonna kissed that woman in the mouth? That was the VMAs. When the Kanye West Taylor Swift thing, VMAs, which is a perfect transition. Cause if you didn't watch the VMAs, spoiler alert, Kanye West is running for president. I had no clue. He did a whole speech. Like, he didn't even do a speech. He did at this point, Kanye West is just talking to somebody. I'm just not sure they know what the hell he's talking. I have no clue what he's talking about. Like, when I hear Kanye West talk, dude, it's like me listening to Kendrick Lamar's last album. He's talking to somebody else. Like, this might be like some type of coded messages. What is King Kunta? Huh? Hell is Kendrick Lamar talking about? Hell is Kanye West talking about? Said he's going to fight for the artist. Then after that, he said something about, you know, he's going to keep going. And the whole time, he was wearing, like, scrunchie pants. I don't even know what these pants are called. And he had scrunchie pants and he had on boat shoes or something. Like he didn't know he was going to the show. Like, he thought it was 80 degrees and sunny. And somebody said, hey, you know, you got an award show. He's like, what? Well, I'm going to go in these clothes. And then he just went in with just scrunchy capri pants and some boat shoes. And it looked like he'd been working out. He was swole in the chest. But he needs to do more legs, though. Because the legs, he just wasn't in shape. You know, so if I could give Kanye West some advice, you know, if you're going to run for president, you know what I mean? Work on your lower body first. Just in case, you know, because you never know. Maybe during the election, one of the debates, they're going to be like, hey, whoever can leg press 45 pounds is going to win. And I mean, Kanye West, he can't do it. He just don't have the power. So, hey, Kanye, all the power is generated from the legs. That's the advice I would give him. But Kanye West went on a dissertation about artistry and protecting the artists and how he doesn't care anymore. And he does have this strange relationship to still be like, I love Kanye West. Like, let's get that on the record. I love his music. I take that back. I don't know Kanye West, so I don't love Kanye West. I love his music. The music is fantastic. So I'm all in on the whole Kanye West as one of the best artists ever. I'm all in on that movement. Just weird. I mean, even though he's so successful, he still has some way to be this man of the people guy. He's not a man of my people. I mean, he's my people as my people, but he ain't, you know, one of my people. Like, you know, if I go next door and say, hey, I need to borrow some sugar, like, Kanye is not answering the door. Like, he don't live in my apartment complex. Like, he's not of my people. Like, I'm not going to catch the bus, you know, Kanye's driving. Like, he's not part of what I do, you know? But he still has this ability to be, like, a dude of the people fighting for the artist. So he does a dissertation, and at the end, he says he's running for president. Now, obviously, you know, I blame Donald Trump. I mean, because whenever I need somebody to blame, it's either AAU basketball or Donald Trump. This fits in the Donald Trump category. This Donald Trump thing running for president is going to backfire. And one of the backfires is going to be, hey, if he can do it, I can do it too. Now this turns into a farce. Like, I'm going to run for president next year too. I don't even have a platform. I don't even have one. I know I can beat Kanye West because I don't wear capri pants. And, you know, I work my lower body when I go to the gym. Like, I can probably beat him. But it's because of Donald Trump. You know, now everybody think they can do it. You know, I can go up with my stance and do whatever. I will say, if you're going to run for president, though, you need a vice president. Vice president. So I decided, hey, who would be vice president with Kanye West? Now, the obvious, of course, one of the obvious selections is Taylor Swift. Like, that's a good platform, right? Because you have the man-woman combo, you have the black guy, you have the white woman, you got the whole thing. Like, it's so tight. Taylor Swift comes with her own audience. Dude, Taylor Swift sells out football stadiums. Like, she's on another level of fame. You know what I mean? Like, you could make an actual, like, Sarah Palin-like championship-level run with Taylor Swift as your vice president. The only problem is not enough airtime for the vice president. And no one loves the camera more than old TT. Is that what they call her? Or TS? Or old Swifty? No one loves that damn camera. Like, and Taylor Swift knows how to find that camera, dude. Knows it. She's like a forensic scientist of being on TV. Like, she knows how to find the camera. Like, honest, every award show at this point, you might as well just put the camera on Taylor Swift and watch her mouth rap lyrics and do the Dougie. Like, that's what the show is. Taylor Swift loves her a camera. So, she probably can't be vice president. Jay-Z, he could be vice president, you know? But, I mean, he doesn't really have time for that. Plus, you know, he's busy with the whole, you know, Illuminati thing. So, Jay-Z, probably not the best candidate. What about one of the Kardashians? They bring another fan base, which is what I think would interfere with Kanye West ever actually becoming president. Because when you become president, they tend to dig into your past, you know, and not passing judgment. But when your wife has done, like, porn that's readily available on torrent sites, it's hard to pull that off. Like, if there was honestly a picture of, you know, Hillary Clinton naked, I don't think she'd have a good shot, you know? I don't think so. Like, you know, that's going to throw a little wrench into the whole idea of being president. I don't know. Who else? Other vice. See, and this is what I think. I think if he's going to go president, vice president, you have to go with somebody that's going to bring something else to the camp. Bring some legitimacy. I don't know why I'm actually dissecting it like it's real, because this is never going to happen. But you got to bring some legitimacy to the campaign. Somebody that's going to be there for you when something bad happens. Somebody like Mike Myers. Now, if you remember, Mike Myers and Kanye West, they had that magic on television. Remember when Kanye West said George Bush didn't care about black people? Mike Myers, he was shocked, but he didn't move a muscle. He was right there picking it up where they left off. He is his Starsky and Hutch. He's his Bonnie and Clyde, or just Clyde, or just Bonnie. He's his Robin to Kanye West's Batman. That is the guy, Mike Myers, for vice president. And you know what? It's going to be tough to pull off because Mike Myers is Canadian. But damn it, it doesn't matter. If this campaign with Kanye West is going to work, you got to pull Mike Myers into it. Comedy, he can bring jokes. He's already nice because he's Canadian. He got the Saturday Night Live platform. So now you can display your speeches on Saturday Night Live. Mike Myers, perfect. I know, and they still have that Austin Powers franchise. You can do like Austin Powers 7, you know, instead of like, you know, Goldfinger or Goldmember, you know, black dude for president, rap style. I don't know what it'd be called, but it just seems like there's something there. You know, Kanye for president. I love Kanye West's music. I'm not voting for him, though. I mean, I'm not a crazy person. Are you kidding me? Can't have Kanye West running this country. Now, you know, he might start painting every state blue or red, or he might do something weird. Make everybody wear leather jogging pants, and then next thing you know, you can't work out your lower body. We all, you know, walking around here like Humpty Dumpty because, you know, he takes all the leg press machines out of all the gyms. It's just bench presses and curls. That's all you do. I can't have Kanye West running this country. And those speeches, by the way, they're going to be awful. Like, at least Donald Trump's speeches are so crazy that they're entertaining. You know what I mean? It's like seeing somebody that's just nuts. That's entertaining. But Kanye West is going to, he's very serious. Very serious guy. So the speeches are going to be very serious and boring. Like sitting through a bad church service. Like, I don't need that. Sermonizing about me. I'm fighting for the artist. Yeah, Kanye West, how about you just bring out that next album? I don't have time for you to run for president. Man, you got music to make, man. You ain't finished with the game. You got to stay here and keep it gully. That's what Ghostface told Jay. But that's what it is. Thought that was interesting. What else with the you know what else with the VMAs too? Like, and I live in Seattle, Washington. This Macklemore thing, like, enough. You know what? And I don't even know why I'm complaining. Like, I shouldn't even file this complaint because, like, I didn't even know like he existed as an artist anymore because he kind of went away. And if not for the performance at the VMAs, the downtown whatever thing, I still wouldn't even know he existed. I seen some on my Twitter account the other day where he got Ken Griffey to be in his music video, which I was like, cool. And but I did listen to some of the lyrics of the song, and the song is basically the thrift shop song wrapped up in other stuff. So basically he made the same song twice, which, you know, whatever, fine. But, the, you know, enough with the Macklemore thing. Like, he's no good. He's no good. And he may listen to the podcast. If you do, love you, Macklemore. Next time you have a show, let me know. I'll buy 2 tickets and give them away to people for free. But if you don't listen to the show, I mean, enough with the music. Enough. The whole thing just seems so contrived. ASAP Rocky, I hated that performance. That wasn't good. None of the performances were good. Just too weird, too state. The Nicki Minaj, Miley Cyrus. This Miley Cyrus thing, honestly, I don't know. I question the parenting. And normally, I don't really care how people necessarily do with their kids because it's none of my business. But her pops was there. So, like, if my kid's doing something crazy, like, let's say, you know, hypothetically, my kids gets into the business of, I don't know, shaving half of her head and twerking for fame. Let's just say that's what my kids does. I'm not showing up at the concert. Like, you might know she does that, but I'm going to act like I don't know what she does for a living. Like, you just not going to do that around me. But her pops was there, front row, called him out on top of it. Hey, Dad, and then proceeded to do weird stuff, man. Get on, and she has a new album coming out. I don't give a damn. I didn't know she had a last album. No clue. But I said that to say the Nicki Minaj thing. I'm over Nicki Minaj too. Even though Nicki Minaj actually has talent, so she's not going away. You know, she's like a booger that's stuck to your finger, aka Canadian currency when you get back to America. That's what Nicki Minaj is. She's a loony. So they had the moment on stage where I guess, you know, Nicki Minaj did some weird character acceptance speech, and then after that she said, and now what did you have to say about me, talking to Miley Cyrus, and Miley Cyrus was like, yeah, you know, people try to twist it. Just, it was contrived, man. It was like, dude, I know bad acting when I see bad acting. Come on, man. I watched Skyler and Breaking Bad. I know what bad acting looks like. Like, come on. You can't pull that past me. It's a catastrophe. Everything. The whole show. It's a catastrophe. Honestly, at this point, they might as well just keep inviting Kanye West. Even though Kanye West completely runs every award show into the side of a wall. But at least it's entertaining. Everybody likes to see a good car accident, and that's what Kanye West provides. You know, if he's at the show, I'm watching your show. And no matter what the award show is, it could be the WGN Comedy Awards hosted by Kanye West. I'm watching your show. Because if he has an open microphone, something's going to happen. Something. By the way, him running for president, just another sign that this Kardashian thing, it's not going to end good. It never does. It never will. Look at Chris Humphreys. Look at Lamar Odom. Look at Reggie Bush. Who else? In the vortex. What you call it? I was trying to get in the vortex. Was it Matt Barnes? This Kardashian thing, it ain't going to end good. You know, it did work out for Ray J. But see, Ray J, he put out, you know, that solo porn tape. You know what I mean? That worked out for Ray J, actually. Because I don't even know what Ray J does for a living. You know what I mean? But all of a sudden, boom, Ray J came up. I was like, that was nice. So this presidency, man, it It's not going to end good. It's just another sign that, you know, no one comes out of this thing unscathed. So what else? The other thing, not the other thing, but next topic, I want to talk about, why do I have to say I want to talk about it? It's my show. I can just start talking. I mean, what are y'all do? Turn it off? I mean, I still get the credit for the download. RG3 in the Washington professional football team. That's right. Sports. This is when everybody that normally listens to the show that hates sports says, eh, I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Make sure you download next week episode. Leave a review. You know, got a show coming up this weekend on Sunday at Naked City. Now, Washington professional football team and Robert Griffin. If you don't know, basically Robert Griffin got a concussion and he's benched. And when he was benched, he passed a concussion test. And then, you know, they said, no, he didn't pass the test. And then he got, you know, oh, well, we're going to start, you know, whatever, Kirk Cousins. And basically it went from Robert Griffin has an injury to Robert Griffin is ready to play to, oh, no, he didn't pass the test. And not only is he not ready to play in preseason, he's not going to play week one. Like, he's done in this town. So, obviously, it's time to spin it forward. The whole saga with RG3, ever since he got injured in, what was that, the Baltimore game? I mean, that had to be, what, week 15, week 16 of his rookie year. Ever since that day, the whole thing has been a catastrophe. You know what? Washington, they don't deserve anything good anyways. As a team, I'm not supporting. First of all, you got a racist nickname. Like, you know what I mean? So already, I'm prone to not like you in the first place because of the racism. Next, Robert Griffin I'm not sure now, but he was a phenom. He had one of, if not arguably, the best rookie season in the history of the NFL. In the history. So for all the people out there that say, oh, he wasn't that good, he was never good, well, tell me somebody that was better. The last time you seen Robert Griffin play healthy, he was the best quarterback you ever saw at that time period. So then tell me who was better. Tell me who's better. And I know I'm in Seattle. I know, oh, well, you know, whatever. Russell Wilson, his rookie season, was not better. It was a vote. His rookie year, the big rookie quarterbacks were, you had Nick Foles, you had Robert Griffin, and Nick Foles wasn't even really playing, but you had, at that time, you had Nick Foles, you had Robert Griffin, you had Andrew Luck, you had Russell Wilson, and there was one more that was kind of in the mix that ended up being a pretty decent quarterback. Was it Kaepernick, maybe? I can't remember. But that was a trilogy. That was the rookie quarterbacks that year that came out the same time. He was awarded Rookie of the Year. So for all those people that say, oh, he wasn't that good. No. He was better than Jens. He was better than Jens. Anybody on that list. That rookie year, he was better than Andrew Luck. He was better than Russell Wilson. He was better than that. He was great. Not good, great. Last time he was healthy. So what happened? After the injury goes down, it doesn't come back right. He came back too early. That's obvious. They put him back in too early. Probably did more damage. Tore an ACL. Now, boom. Then all the other Robert Griffin stuff starts, which is valid, where he wants to become this brand and he starts doing weird stuff, all in for week one. You know, Mike Shanahan gets fired. New coach comes in, and immediately Robert Griffin is not the same player he was then. That I will concede. He's not what he was. The question is, what do you do now? If I'm Robert Griffin, two words, as Biggie Smalls would say, two words. I'm gone. Holla at your boy. When has Washington ever had a successful quarterback? When? Who are the Redskins or the Auras to tell you, oh, you know, they... Or we have some type of success. You know what I mean? We're not talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers here. We ain't talking about the Colts here. We ain't talking about, you know, John Elway and the Denver Broncos. We talking about Washington. When they won Super Bowl, Joe Theismann. And they, come on. Stop. Who else was the other guy? Jim Plunkett? Who? Stop. You know, stop the fool. Like, come on, man. This is Doug Williams. Wasn't he one of the quarterbacks, too? With Washington? Now I got to look this up. See, now y'all can hear me do research. Good thing those people left the show. Because those people that left the show that don't care about sports, they don't care about facts. Those people don't even care. I think Doug Williams did win a Super Bowl with the Washington Aras. I don't know. Ooh. Nah, dude, that was something else. Yeah, I'm looking it up now. So anyways, Grambling. Good for Doug Williams. So yeah, then after that, you know, so like who exactly are they? Yeah, he won a Super Bowl in Washington. Was that 1980? It must have been 89. Super Bowl injuries. The Super Bowl's career high point. I don't know. It was Super Bowl, 22? So whatever Super Bowl was Super Bowl 22, that's the Super Bowl he won. So, I mean, you know, I don't know the year. I don't have time to do all that research. Actually, I do. It was 1988. They beat the Denver Broncos. So I said that to say, like, who are the Redskins? Man, I keep saying their name. Darn it. Who is Washington? Who are they? Who are they to be the arbitrator on who's going to be good and who's not? If I'm Robert Griffin, two words, I'm gone. And if I'm them at this point, maybe it is time to move away. You obviously don't want the guy. That's obvious. You for the last 2 years, you've basically made up reasons to put him on the bench when he's your best option. Like, honestly, you think Kirk Cousins is good? He's 2-7. 2-7. I mean, how do you fall up into a better job when you weren't any good when you got an opportunity? He's the Lane Kiffin of the NFL at this point. You're no good. And then if he doesn't do good, you put in Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy, he's no good. He doesn't actually win. See, that's an issue. So, like, if you're going to blame Robert for not being able to basically be healthy and not being productive, which is fine because he's not the same quarterback as he used to be. And then you put in a guy who doesn't actually win. He doesn't win. So when they go 4-12, which I hope that's what they go, and Jay Gruden or whoever gets fired, and Robert Griffin is on another team, then what? Start drafting another quarterback? Like, you have no options. But the whole situation is toxic. You know, and maybe Robert does need to be somewhere else. I mean, that might be valid. You know, and so for his sake, maybe he should move on. Maybe he's done too much damage there with his lack of good play the last year and a half and the injuries and the distrust and different coordinators and head coach. Maybe it's time for him to go. So for both of their sakes, hopefully they both move on from the situation. But the idea that I'm going to think, oh, Robert Griffin, he's the problem. Nah, dude. Washington, they're the problem. I saw that dude be good. I haven't seen Washington be good since 1988. Actually, I think they won a Super Bowl in 91. They haven't been good since I've been watching football. And I'm 31. Okay? Enough. And the dude was great. By the way, won the Heisman Trophy. By the way, also Olympic level speed. By the way. So it's not like we're talking about a tomato can right here. No, we're talking about a Heisman Trophy winner that came into the NFL with Olympic level speed, was the best rookie maybe in the history of the NFL at the quarterback position, and you can't seem to figure it out. That sounds like a you problem. That's what it sounds like. That was that. I want to get into, I guess, the quick hitter. We got a special quick hitter section. Every week, or not every week, but, you know, I get in the funks and I'm like, I want to watch something. And as I mentioned before, I don't have cable. So basically, there's a window of time in the summer when there really is no sports. Because, you know, I'm a Cleveland Indians fan. you know, baseball season's kind of been over for the last 2 months. So I get to watch things. So, special edition of the quick hitter section starting now. Let's get to it. The quick hitters. Hit it and quit it, James. Hit it and quit it. Can we hit it like that one more time?
one more time. Let's hit it and quit.
Go ahead.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yeah.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yeah.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Cool. All right. Get a little bit of music change right there, man. Let James bring him in. Let James bring in my boy, old Bobby Womack. I watched Jackie Brown for the first time. That's why the Bobby Womack is playing, you know? And I need to start telling people what the music is. But the intro music today was Nas, as Hip Hop is Dead, off the titled album, Hip Hop is Dead. And this is Bobby Womack. And the person before that was James Brown. I think that was Get Up. So check it out. Watch Jackie Brown. Spoiler alert. I don't even know if you need spoiler alerts at this time. The movie's been out for like 22 years. Like, it's a spoiler alert. Decent movie. You know, a little too long. I mean, but it was, that's classic Tarantino, right? Like, Tarantino, like, I don't know if I ever want him to be at a house party. It came out in 1997. So that's what? That's 18 years. Right? 18 years. So well. Oh, I still don't need a spoiler alert. Got an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes, too. Eh, I get it. I give it an 80. An 87 might be a little too heavy. At the same time, some stuff on Rotten Tomatoes. Really? Finding Forrester got a 92? So I watched Jackie Brown. A decent movie. I do feel like I've seen versions of that movie. Ocean's 11 was a version of that exact same movie. Inside Man, which is a better movie. It's a Spike Lee joint, which is, I know that's really going to make Tarantino mad, but it's a Spike Lee joint that's actually a better movie with a similar style. But super dope. I thought it held up, too. To come out in 97, it pretty much held up. Kept my attention. It was good. It moved, too. It got a little mundane during the scene when the money exchange goes down. It get a little mundane because you kind of know what happens after the first shot. But, you know, it just went over and over. And, you know, it was a little too neat at the end. You know, that was kind of an issue. But all in all, you know, it was cool. It was cool. Just kind of see the movie before. Actually, intro music was not Hip Hop is Dead. I think I changed it. It was Gone by Kanye West. And the reason I chose Gone is because Late Registration. It's 10 years old. Came out 10 years ago, you know? And I say I can't believe it, but I can believe it. Probably the greatest album Kanye West has ever put out. You know, as crazy as he sounds now, this is before he actually used to get on the mic. The second album he ever did was this classic album. So I wanted to mention that. And go check it out. If you haven't listened to the record, go check out the record and buy the record. Like, if you can get an original copy of the record, it comes in one of those soft jewel cases. So it's not the normal jewel case. Soft jewel case has a poster, a booklet. It's really cool. It's worth your $10 at this point. Sure, you can download the torrent and people don't have CDs anymore. But, you know, buy the album. Buy the CD. Check it out. It was dope. What else? You know what I found out? Two things. Number one, I guess it's not even a quick hitter. It's just last minute diatribes before I get out of here. I guess Burger King like reached out to McDonald's so they could like make like the McWhopper, like to join Burger King and McDonald's together, which for some reason it bothered me. I don't even know why. Like, I don't even eat at Burger King, but it's like I lost all respect for Burger King. But come on. I guess, though, if you're going to ask to, like, join, you do ask to join the person that's been clubbing you over the head for the last, you know, 15 years. It's not like Starbucks asking to join Dunkin' Donuts. Like that's not going to happen. Like, I'm Starbucks. You know, if you're Dunkin' Donuts, you should go to Starbucks and be like, hey, have y'all ever thought about selling donuts? Like, that should be the approach. So, I mean, I guess, you know, why am I settling with somebody who I'm better than? You know what I mean? Dave Chappelle ain't going to open mics and being like, hey, man, I was thinking, why don't you write for me? Like, nah, dude, you had open mic for a reason. So, I don't know. But I lost all respect for Burger King. The other thing, and this is food related as well, and this has been hitting me because I love yogurt. I like Chobani yogurt, and I've put it on Instagram before. You can follow me on Instagram at Courtney Shane. I put it on Instagram before. Chobani yogurt. I like it. But I noticed they're coming out with all these combinations with chocolate and yogurt. Who likes chocolate in their yogurt? It's horrific. I guess it's dairy, so like people like chocolate and milk, like chocolate cookies. Maybe if it had cookie crumble, like I like granola and yogurt. That goes fruit and yogurt. Maybe even some graham cracker. But chocolate and yogurt, it tastes horrific. And it makes your mouth all chocolate. But it must be a popular thing. Because like all this yogurt has, like I'll look and it'll be like, oh, caramelized almonds and honey. And I'm like, oh, this sounds great. And dark chocolate. I'm like, chocolate. Like that's different. If you like chocolate and yogurt, why not pudding? Pudding is basically chocolate yogurt. Chocolate and yogurt. Disgusting. I don't even know who that's for. I think it was for me. I had to get that off my chest. It's been bothering me every time I go in the store and eat chocolate and yogurt, man. This is a waste of my time. Get the hell out of here. So man, that's gonna be the show this week. Let's wrap it up. Wrap up the show. By the way, I announced last week, this music right here is Rodriguez, you know, famous from the movie or documentary Searching for Sugar Man. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on the Cold Facts album. I'm not sure. But thanks for your time. Check it out. This weekend, I'm producing a comedy show in Seattle, my monthly comedy show. It's going to be Sunday, September 6th. It's at Naked City Brewery in Greenwood, Seattle. You can get your tickets at standupstyle.brownpapertickets.com or you can go to my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. The headliner this week is dope. He's actually the winner of the Seattle International Comedy Competition last year. So you can come out and see him. Super funny guy, Nathan Brannon. Also appearing on the show, Evan Morrison, who's a really funny dude. He's actually going to be moving to New York soon. So it'd be kind of cool if we could, you know, well, not if. It was great, you know, getting him on the show because he's going to be there. And so it's going to be cool. It's going to be a great show. Last show actually sold out, which was fantastic. So I had to turn some people away, or I heard some people got turned away. Because of that, if you can get your tickets in advance, that'd be fantastic. That way you guarantee yourself a spot and a slot on the show. So that's that. Also, if you want to check back on the other podcasts, you can go to iTunes for all you new listeners. You can follow me on Twitter at Courtney Shane, and you can email the show at contactcommunitypros@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the show, and I will talk to you guys next week. Peace.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Toodaloo.